Shalom Aleichem, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Vav, Baba Metzia 106b, pagination is 212. We're starting from the last Mishnah on the page, which is six lines up from the bottom. Hamekabel Soda Mechaveru, a person accepts a field from his friend, taking responsibility to plant it and to give a payment to the owner, Lizara Saorim, and the deal was that he was supposed to plant it as barley. Lo Yizra Eno Chitim, he should not plant wheat. Chitim, if he agreed to plant wheat, Yizra Eno Saorim, he has the right to switch it to Saorim, to barley. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oser, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you're not allowed to do switches. We'll get to that in a moment. But we paskin like the Tana Kama, that switches are allowed, but we need to know what type of switching you're doing. So the underlying principle over here is that the item which you're allowed to switch from is because the agreement was something that drains the ground of its nutrients in a significant way. So you're allowed to change from that to something that does lesser draining of the land, because we're dealing with a case of chakranos, chakirus. The person is on a steady payment plan with the landowner, and therefore it follows that if he drains it less than what his agreement was, then he's doing fine, but he's not allowed to drain it more of its nutrients than what was agreed. Let's read the Mishnah again. Lezora se'orim, to do barley, so lo yizra ena chitim, because apparently chitim, wheat, drains it more. Which, just to remember, wheat is considered a higher level of produce. Chitim is considered human food. Barley was typically considered animal food. We find that the sota had her mincha brought out of barley. The expression is to symbolize animal food because she's suspected of acting in an animal way without human self-control, which is an easy way to remember that seorim is considered a lesser level. That it means the same thing is not necessarily true. How much a grain drains from the ground is something that's a whole different science. But in any case, if the agreement was for barley, you can't do wheat because it drains more. If the agreement was for wheat, then you can do barley because barley drains less and therefore he's doing better for the landowner. Now, Rashi points out that this is, of course, a case of chakirus, that, as Rav Papa said, we discussed this in the previous session, Rav Papa said that these mishnayos apply either by kavlonus, where there's a percentage, or by chakirus, where there's a flat fee. This would be a case of chakranos, a flat fee, and therefore the worker is on his own. What he chooses to do is not going to impact the landowner, and therefore, if he does it less, draining is fine. If he did more draining, it would be forbidden. What would be if the case was kavlanos, that he was on a percentage? So in the case of a percentage, Rashi tells us one line up from the bottom, take chush ara v'lo likchush mora, that the homeowner would be pleased if he upgraded, even though it drains the land more, but it does indeed produce the better food of which the landowner is getting a percentage. So he's fine with that. In a case of kavlanos, you would be allowed to switch, according to Rashi. In halacha, these are discussed from many different angles, but let's keep it simple. the Mishnah with Rashi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Osa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that it is forbidden to switch. Why? So the Gemara at first assumes that it's based on a pasuk, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo v'lo yidabru chazov. The remnant of the Jewish people, in other words, the standards of the Jewish people are that we don't do crookedness or speak with deceit. And if the agreement was barley or wheat, regardless of which one drains more, he has to stick to what the agreement was. And that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel according to the first approach. The Gemara wonders whether that concept of deceit should really be applied here. And the Gemara instead, on the top of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, says, Tavur Ar'e, that if the landowner made an agreement for a certain type of grain, it's because he's keeping track of which types of grain have been used on the land, and which grain is the most appropriate to do this year, so that it shouldn't incorrectly drain the ground. There's always going to be nutrition coming from the ground for the plant, but if you do it in a certain pattern, you protect the longevity, the strength, sustainable farming, we would call it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about that. You made an agreement with him. Do we have to assume, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says we do, that the landowner had a hakpada? He was careful. He was meticulous when he agreed to a specific type of grain. It was intentionally so. And therefore, you're not allowed to deviate. The Tanakhama does not worry about that. Presumably, if it was clear that the landowner had a hakpada, you can make whatever condition you want in a transaction from a financial perspective. But do we have to assume that? So again, the first approach in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which does not stand, is that simply this is deceit. And the second approach is just changing on something that the worker is doing that does not seem to be consequential would not be significant. The problem is that switching from what the plan of the landowner was, if he was intentionally talking about chitim this year because that's what's best for the land this year, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you have to assume that and you have to stick to it. Going back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah concludes, Tevua lo yizra'ena kitnis. If the agreement was to do grain, such as barley or wheat, then he's not allowed to do beans. Apparently, beans drain the ground more. Kitnis, but if the agreement was for beans, yizra'ena tevua, you can do grain. Apparently, grain drains it less. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oser, and again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues and says, you're not allowed to switch, but we're paskening like the Tanakhama. According to this reading of the Mishnah, as Rashi learns, kitnis, beans, drain the most, even more than wheat that we described in the first part of the Mishnah. The Rambam in Schirus, Perek Ches, Halacha Tes, apparently had the opposite order in our Mishnah regarding Tevua and Kitnis, because the Rambam writes, Kitnis lo yizra'ena Tevua. If you had permission to do beans, you should not do grain. But Tevua, if you had permission for grain, yizra'ena Kitnis, you're allowed to do Kitnis, beans. Apparently, the girsa of the Rambam in this Mishnah was reversed, and therefore he's paskening that on the contrary, Kitnis, beans, are draining less than grain is. So again, according to Rashi, beans are draining the most, more than barley, more than wheat. And According to the Rambam, kitnis beans are draining less than grain, and therefore, according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to switch to beans. The Rambam continues and says that in Bavel it's different, but just appreciating the basic statement, it's the opposite of the Mishnah as Rashi had it. The Sema, and in his commentary Drisha to the Tur, asks that it seems very odd that there should be a machlokes in something that should be teva yadua la'ovdei adama. It should be known to the farmers which product drains the ground more. And it seems odd that the Rishonim should argue which way is considered an upgrade and which way is considered a downgrade. That's the Sma's question, and the Sma is a giant in halacha. I would like to observe that the Kasha might not be quite as dramatic a question as it seems at first glance. How could the Rishonim argue on something that would seem to be a straightforward farming topic? Because we certainly know that Chazal were well aware of tremendous depth in creation, and it could very well be that beans on one level drain more, on a different level drain less. There are many different qualities to different things. Things have an upside and a downside. All kinds of decisions are like that. So it could very well be that Chazal knew, and that knowledge was passed on to the Rishonim, although the Rishonim don't know all the depth that Chazal had, but certainly some things were well known to them. And it could be that beans on one level drain more. In a different respect, though, they drain less. And the machlokas, once you know that agricultural information, was a machlokas Rishonim between Rashi and the Rambam, which girsa, and even before them, the formulation of the Talmud, which girsa is the correct girsa? Is kitnis considered draining more or draining less, knowing all of its properties? And perhaps that's why we have a machlokas Rishonim, Rashi and Rambam, regarding kitnis beans. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.